Hey, Trumpcast listeners, Virginia Heffernan here. You're about to hear a short excerpt from today's episode of Trumpcast. It's riveting, but to listen to the full episode, you need to be a Slate Plus member. That's no hardship. You can join now at slate.com/Trumpcast Plus and listen to the whole episode and all episodes of Trumpcast ad-free. We've started making 1 in 4 Trumpcast episodes exclusive to Slate Plus members, and these are some of the best ones. We hope you'll join to hear the show and to support the work that we do here at Slate. You'll get no ads on any of our podcasts and extra content from Slate shows like Slow Burn and the Slate Political Gabfest. So sign up now at slate.com/Trumpcast Plus to get every single Trumpcast episode in full. It's only $35 for the first year. Thanks for listening. Hello and welcome to Trumpcast. I'm Virginia Heffernan. Have you all noticed that there's a new zealot in the humbug hall of marvelous medical anomalies that is Trump world? She's Cindy Yang, who used to own what looks an awful lot like a sex slave joint, offering spa services in checks notes. Florida, of all places. Anyway, Cindy Yang of the sex spa loves a selfie with a high-placed Republican celebrity, and she can be seen in selfies with Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Kellyanne Conway, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Jesse Waters, Matt Gaetz, Sarah Palin, and weird Brad Parscale. That's not to imply that he's the only weird one. Basically, Cindy Yang is the new Maria Butina, the seeming Russian spy who infiltrated the NRA. On Monday, Cindy Yang's mom told the Miami Herald, which has been doing yeoman's work on Jeffrey Epstein, this weird day spa, and all the sex traffickers connected to Donald Trump. Cindy Yang's mom told the Miami Herald she likes attention and her daughter likes to make people jealous. And so that's why she poses with Republicans and kindles jealousy by having sex slaves or something. Anyway, welcome, Cindy Yang, to the whole humbug Barnum spectacular. You'll find Yang amid the flea circus, dog-powered loom, trunk of a tree under which Jesus' disciples sat, phrenologists, pretty baby contests, Ned the learned seal, the Fiji mermaid, which was a mummified monkey's torso with a fish's tail, Chang and Eng, the Siamese twins, a menagerie of exotic animals that included beluga whales in an aquarium, trained bears and blackface minstrels telling stories from the Bible and Uncle Tom's Cabin. It's so much fun. For real, those were things that P.T. Barnum had in his American Museum. It was one of the original freak shows. And if you want to read about Barnum, 19th century racist bunk and its relationship to Trump and fake news, you got to check out Kevin Young's book, Bunk, The Rise of Hoaxes, Humbug, Plagiarists, Phonies, Post-Facts, and Fake News. But back to Cindy Yang. We're going to use the emergence of Cindy Yang as a teeing off point for a discussion today of the women of Trump world. My guest is Nina Burley, who's written brilliantly about all these subjects, most recently in her book, Golden Handcuffs. Nina, it is so good to meet you in person and have you in the studio.
It's so great to be here in Brooklyn with you, Virginia.
So you have this book out, Golden Handcuffs, The Secret History of Trump's Women. It's a page turner.
Thank you.
And I mean, who doesn't want to read about some of these strange Mataharis that hang around him and Maria Butinas and, of course, Melania? What do you think about fake Melania? Is there a fake Melania?
Well, I think that Melania can fake her fakeness. So I don't know if there is a fake Melania or if that is just the Melania that we know.
Yeah.
This looks fake.
This story that you start with, that we were just talking about a little bit, is amazing. Because for some reason, even though it's so much fun to kind of talk about these people and dissect them, it's actually hard to get people who know the Trumps to go on the record about them. You went to a cafe with someone who knows them?
So I went to meet with a source who is a former beauty queen, who knows the family, who lives near the family. And we met in one of the Upper East Side haunts, not far from where she lived. And we sat down to talk about Melania, Ivanka, Jared, and Donald. And we didn't talk because she wanted to communicate with me the way prisoners do on paper. We're sitting at a table in this restaurant, and she pulls out a sheaf of paper and starts writing down stories. And she wouldn't even write their names. She just wrote I, J, M, and T.
Yeah.
And told me on paper little stories about them. And then after I indicated that I understood what she was saying, she crumpled up the page and stuck it in her purse and moved on to another fresh sheet of paper.
Wow.
And at one point, she pointed to somebody behind me, but told me not to turn around and said, he's one of them. And it turned out when I did look, it was Michael Cohen, not far away. So I open with this anecdote because it's, to me, really, really telling about the position of women in this community. The women in this community are the keepers of ugly secrets. They're ugly secrets as ugly as knowing what Donald looks like in his underwear or knowing what he looks like when he's getting his spray tan sprayed on or how he gets his hair to look like that.
Yep.
And they're ugly secrets about how he behaves privately with women. They're ugly secrets of their own that he has access to. For example, the faux lesbian pictures of Melania, which made their way into the New York Post during the campaign, if you remember. It's not clear how the New York Post got them. Some wags like to think that Donald himself passed them on. Either out of pride or out of some kind of blackmailish kind of behavior. My impression is that the women are the holders and keepers of the secrets of this clan, and they live in fear. They live in fear of losing their money. They live in fear of him, and they live in fear of this sort of implied blackmail. And I think that all of Donald's relationships with everyone have a certain element of blackmail to them.
Wait, not bribery, but blackmail.
Yeah, I don't mean that. He may well say you have this on me, I have this on you. It may be that that low. It may be that bald faced. It may be that expressed that way, or it may be just implied. But we see him doing it, for example, with Michael Cohen. As soon as Michael Cohen started to talk, Donald started to talk about Michael Cohen's father-in-law and his father-in-law's dealings with the taxi medallions. And then you see Matt Gaetz right before Michael Cohen's testimony a few weeks ago on The Hill tweeting outrageously about how Michael Cohen's father-in-law would like to hear about his mistress.
Right. Father of his wife.
And so this sort of underlying blackmail is really, to me, one of the core elements of all of Donald Trump's relationships.
So that's the teaser for today's show. Aren't you tantalized? Don't you want to hear the whole thing? Well, now's your chance. You can sign up now at slate.com/TrumpCast+ to get every single TrumpCast episode, all of it, no ads. It's only $35 for the first year. Go to slate.com/TrumpCast+.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title the Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.